on the Chof Aleph of an Aleph of the Tav. Tomer Rabbanan. Kol Eilu Sha'omru, Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos. All these wicks and oils that we said you're not allowed to use as a nair on Shabbos. Aval also me madura bein lishchamim kinegda bein lishtamish laora bein agabi karka bein agabi kira. You're allowed to make a bonfire out of them, whether to heat yourself or to use for light, whether it's on the ground or on a kli. Lo osrael alasus me psila l'ner bavad. The material is only osur to use as a wick because it doesn't make a good wick. But if you use it to make fuel for a big fire, then there's no problem. Rashi, avalosim en madura, hesek godel, big fire, she'echad maver chavero, because then one will see to it that the other ignites. It's not a single wick, it's not a problem. Lener, kroizul, is what's like we said yesterday. Ner doesn't mean a candle. Ner means a lamp, where you put the oil in the wick. That's called a ner. Okay. Velo b'shemen kik, my shemen kik. What is shemen kik? Omer Shmuel shiltinu lechol nechusei yama. I asked all the sailors. V'omruli of echad yesh bekrochi hayom v'kik shmo. There's a bird that's in the islands of the sea, and it's called kik. And they use the oil. They make the oil from its fat, I guess. But Yitzchak b'Reid of Yehuda Omer Mishka dekazet, cotton seed oil. Rish Lakish Omer Kikoyin de Yona. It's oil taken from the seeds of a Kikoyin de Yona. That's a plant that has very wide leaves. That's mentioned by Yona that he was able to sit under that plant and get some shade, and then the Rabbanu Shalom destroyed it to show him that he had Rachmanis on the plant. The Rabbanu Shalom had Rachmanis on Ninveh.
And castor oil?
Castor oil? I don't know. I don't know if we can identify Kikoyin the Yom. It's a plant that they knew. I don't know if we know what it is. Some wide-leaved plant. Omer Rabba Barbarchan, L'didi chozili Kikoyin the Yom. I saw a Kikoyin the Yom. It's much better than everybody knew what it was even then. Right? So that's why Rabba Barbarchan had to say, I saw one of them. The tsluliva dummy, it looks like a tsluliva, which is also some kind of broad, leafed plant, right? That's why it's called a tsluliva. The word sail makes, salal, is shade. It's a shady plant. Minapashki rabbi, it grows by the swamps. The Alpum Chanusa Midlan Yosei, and they hang it on the entrance to the stores to give shade. Umi Partsidyohi, and from the seeds of the Mishka, they make oil. Uvan Fohi Naichen Kol Briche de Marova, and underneath its branches, all the people who are sick in Eretz Yisrael find comfort. Kikoyin. Kein also shall yon. No, let me refer that. Shemen kik. Shemen shall ofe echad, nosnin bener vidolin. It's oil that's extracted from a bird, and they use it for fuel. Mishka de kaza, shemen shall also migarine tsemer gefen shikorin cotton. Cotton seed oil. Kikoyon, kein also shall yon. Similar to the one that Yona was what's it called. That's why it's called Kikoyon de Yona. It's similar to the one that sprung up for Yona. Lididi chazili min kikoyin de Yona. I saw the kikoyin of Yona. Umin the pashki rabbi, the bitzei hamayim ugodl. It grows by the swamps. The alpum chanvosa medalin yosei alpum hachanuyos, and the entrance to the stores madlin also. They hang it up with sail in order to to give shade. Ulareach, what else has a good smell? Mi partsidoi mi garinov, and from the seeds they make the oil. Omer Rava, Psilo Shomru Chachom Ein Madlikim Bohem B'Shabbos, Mipnei Shehaor Misachseches Bohem. The reason that the wicks that are not acceptable for Shabbos, the reason is that the fire, the flame, doesn't burn evenly. It flickers, and those they don't hold the flame well. Shmonim shomer chachamim tikven they shein shochim achra psila. And the oils are because they're not drawn into the wick well, and therefore it also doesn't burn well. So Rashi says, so what? Rashi says, Naichin shochvin briche cholin. Okay, that's what we had before, that all the sick people find comfort under the leaves of the kikai and the yonah. Misachseches kemin sakin piguma. Misachseches is like a saw. Right, it goes intermittently. It burns intermittently, back and forth, up and down. Misachseches bebaser, she'ein oro zaku v'noach b'makom echad. It doesn't burn evenly in one place. Ela nivach v'kol, it jumps. Lishnachrina misachseches bohen, ein anichneses tocha psila ela savi machutz. The wick doesn't burn deeply into the wick, only peripherally on the outside. It singes the wick, that's what it means. It singes the wick, it doesn't burn the wick, so it's not a good flame. Shame them shachim. The oils aren't drawn into the wick well, these kinds of oils that are no good. But osi lahatos. Rashi says the problem is that you may come to tilt the lamp in order to make it burn better, both with the wicks and with the oils. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos says differently. He says the problem is not because we're afraid you're going to come to Michal Shabbos by tipping the lamp. We're afraid that they're not going to burn well, they're going to go out. And you'll leave the whole thing, leave it, and go eat somewhere else. And the halacha is you have to eat Shabbos where it's light. And you have to have light in your house on Shalom Bayis. So we're afraid that these things will go out and you'll be in the dark. You'll eat in the dark and you'll, what's it called, and you'll... people trip over each other. The nafkamina between the two reasons is, what if you have no other oil and no other wicks? Should you light this b'di'evit, right? It's better than nothing. Right? As long as there'll be light, there'll be light. Otherwise, it'll be dark anyway. So according to the Rambam, better to light this than nothing. According to Rashi, though, it's also to light this because you may come to tilt the lamp. So there's an isser involved, not just that it's not a good light, right? It's an osser light. Could be what?
They have other
also. What? No, talking if you don't have anything else.
Also, there's a nafkamina if they have other
lights. Hey, I will say with other nafkaminas. Well, that's one nafkamina. One nafkamina is this. Could be in the point of the Rambam also that they wouldn't have been mekabel this gzeira if it wasn't osur to do. In other words, the Rabbanan didn't want you to use these lights because you're going to end up being in the dark. So they asked you for using them. So it's usher in the end. Just like, what's it called? They want you to read Kriya Shema before Chatzos, therefore they made it. If you read after Chatzos, you're, what's it called? You're not going to be Yotze. Right? Even though it seems to be defeating the whole purpose. But no, but this way, if you know you're not going to be Yotze after Chatzos, you'll make sure to read it before Chatzos. If you know that it's usher to use these oils, you won't use them. If you know that afterwards, you can't use them anyway.
How would you so, guys over here if they already guys are not to, that's also to be cleared in the Aranah?
Well, we'll see. We'll get to that. What the difference is between this and it's also anyway to read the Gelora on here. Okay, we'll see. So in any case, whatever these things are, according to Rashi, Osir, the Parsha in the Rambam, they're just not advisable, but we're saying that could be in the Rambam also they're Osir to use. Bomine Abayim Miraba. Shmonim Sha'omru Chachomim Ein Madlikim Bohem B'Shabbos. If you have the fuels that Chachomim said you can't use on Shabbos, Maush eaten the token shemen kolshu, the yadli. Migazrin and dilma osi vadluki beinayu, olop. Right? Are you allowed to take these oils, mix a little bit of kosher oil into it, right? The acceptable oil, and use it? And Rashi says, because when you mix even a little bit of the acceptable oil, it draws the oil into the wick. Normally, these oils aren't drawn into the wick. But even if you mix in a little bit of good oil, the good oil will be the vehicle through which these things will be drawn into the wick, and it'll light good. So there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that mitzad hadin itself, mitzad the thing itself, right? So the shaila is there a gzeira, right? Do we make a gzeira? You can't use it when it's mixed with good oil because we're afraid you may use it by itself, and that's no good. And then you come to tilt the lamp. So they made a gzeira. Is there such a gzeira or not? That's the shaila. That was what's it called, a bias shaila to rab. Omerle, a madlikin. So he said, no, you can't use it. Because we're afraid, Taka, that you'll run my timer. Why can't you use it? Lefishay Madlikin. He said, because you can't use it. In other words, Rashi says, Lefishay Madlikin means, because since, what's it called, you can't use it without mixing in other oil, we're afraid that if we let you use it mixing in other oil, you come to use it without mixing in the other oil. Okay? The Mesoras Hashas says a different shot. He says that, what's it called, the reason that you can't, because even then they don't burn well, right? That the Gemara is not mashma like that, because the Gemara says that the whole reason is because of the gzeira, because you may come to use it by yourself. Mashma, that there's no problem with this itself. But the Gemara says, no, Rabbah said, no, even these things don't burn 100% well. Okay, the Rashi learns, since you can't use it by itself without mixing anything, the gazrin and ha atuha, we're afraid that if we let you use the mixture, you'll come to use it by itself also. Okay, Rashi. Shemin kolshu, shemin hanitim besocho mamshich olach rapsila. If you mix some kosher oil into it, it helps to draw the other oils into the wick. Lefishay madlikin beinayu, since you can't use it without mixing, Gazrinin ho atuha. Okay. Esve. Korach dover she madlikim bo. Algav dover she ein madlikim bo. Ein madlikim bo. Okay. If you wrap something, a wick, that you can use, on top of a wick that you can't use, right? You can't use it. It's a mixture of wicks is no good. He said, in my household, right, in my father's household, they used to wrap a wick on a nut shell, right, and light it. A nut shell is not good to use as a wick. So you see that if you mix a good wick, wrap a good wick together with a bad wick, it's okay. Ketani mihas madlikin. You could use it. Omer lei, so that's Abayi's kasha to Rabbi. You told me you can't mix oils. L'chora, the same shalacha should be l'gabi the wicks. I'm not 100% sure why. Because by the oils, there's a svara. The reason is because the good oil helps the other oil be drawn into the wick. But who said that two wicks, what's it called, one that's no good and one that's good, they have no connection one to the other. They don't affect each other. You have one that's not burning good and one that is burning good. So one doesn't affect the other. By the oil, one affects the other. I'm not sure what they...
If they wrap together, the good wick can draw up the oil and the bad wick will just sit there.
I hear. In other words, the same idea. Same idea. Just like the, what's it called, the oil is drawn by the other oil, the wick helps the other wick. Okay.
We already said that it's good for Midorah, all these other wicks. Once you have a larger thing going on, it burns.
No, but here we're not talking about... according to Moses, not making Omer Leah, that's still a wick. It's not a bonfire, it's only a wick. Omer Leah, the most visli midrav Shim Gamliel, Siyoni, and most visli midrav Shim Gamliel, Siyoni. What's it called? Bring a raya from me, Midatanakama. What's it called? When you ask me a kasha from Shim Gamliel, that he also could do it, you could mix wicks, right, good and bad, and it's okay. And you had that as a kasha on me, then how come you can't mix oils? Bring a raya for me from the Tanakama. Tanakama holds you can't do it, right? Versus holo kasha. The Abayi said, that's not a kasha. I have still good kasha in you. My sirav. Because Rav Shim Gamil says that they used to do it. That means they paskim like that, right? So the chorav, the halacha is like Rav Shim Gamil. So I'm asking you from the halacha. You're telling me you can't mix oils. I'm showing you that Rav Shim Gamil did mix wicks. Mikomokom kasha, v'maiser kasha, my lav lahadlik, isn't it that you can mix the wicks together and light the two of them together? Lo, lahakfos. Rashi says lahakfos means to make it float. It's not that they use the nut shell as a wick together with the not good wick, together with the good wick, right? That's not the pshat. Pshat is they wrap the good wick around the nut in order to let it float. Keep it erect and floating on the oil. Now that's how Rashi learns lahakfos. The Rambam learns lahakfos means to make a thicker wick, what's it called, so the flame is a bigger flame, and then it doesn't just singe it, then it burns well. Right? It's just they use the non-good one to extend the wick and make it bigger. and then it's okay. The Gemara says, Ila hakfos my time at a tanakama. The whole purpose of using the nut is to let the other wick float, then why is the tanakama holds no good? There's no gzeir over here. You're not using the nut shell at all as a wick. Right? It has nothing to do with being a wick. It's just a stand. It's a support. Right? Why in the world make a gzeir? You can't use a support. Mara says, Kula Rav Shim Gamliel. The whole brisa is Rav Shim Gamliel. The chsure nechsure. And it's missing something that you have to add to make it make sense. The hochitani. Korach dover shem adlikimbo, gabi dover shem adlikimbo, im adlikimbo. If you use the thing you can't light to be part of the wick, you mix together a good wick and a bad wick, and your intention is to light with both of them, you can't use that. It's only if your intention is to use both of them as a wick. But if you use it just for support, that's okay. As he said, that's what we used to do in the house. That's what's called in our household, my father's house, they used to support a wick with a nutshell. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Korach dover lasos psila, al gade dover she'ein madlikimbo, kigon psul psilos demesnis, and all the wicks that the Mishnah mentions are no good. You combine that together with a good wick. Tani miyas b'd Rav Shimon madlikin. Rav Shimon says you could be madlik. The afagav the egos l'chazel psila al yedei taruvo shaper domi. Right, even though by itself the egos wood is not a good wick, but together with the other wick is okay. Maiserav hoyelu meid shikach hoyu shal beis oviv olsin halachi. Since he's made, that's what they did. Mislava, that's what the halach is. My lav lahadlik hoyu korchin. Is it not that they mix these two things together, the nut and the wick, and both of them were used as wick? They didn't, burn the egos. They supported the wick on the nutshell. In other words, it shouldn't sink. It's just to give it buoyancy. The yitzef habarzel mitargamina the kotha parzel. The word vayitzaf, right, lahatzifa, vayitzaf means to float. And the targum of vayitzaf is the kotha. So lahakfos means to make it float. Okay. Eini, so we're still not finished. The Gemara says, Lamaisa, so far we have a raya to Rabba. Not a question on Rabba from this braisa, Rav Shimon Gamliel. That you can't mix wicks if both of them are going to burn, so you can't mix oil either. Eini, the Omer Rav Bruno, Omer Rav, Chelev Mehutach, the Kirvei Dagim Shinimochu, Adam Nosin Latocho Shemin Kol, Shehu Umadlin. Right? If you have melted fat and insides of fish that were dissolved, they became a liquid. So you're allowed to put some kosher oil, in other words, acceptable oil into them, and use them to light. So the Gemara says, you see, that obviously the chelev mehutach is not kosher, and the kirvei dagim by themselves are not kosher, but if you mix some kosher oil in, it's okay. Not like Rava said, that you're not allowed to mix kosher into non-kosher and light with it. Here it says, Mithairish, that by himself, lechor is no good, but together with something else is good. Mara says, no, honey, mimshechi deinai. Really, these themselves are okay. Chelev, mehutach, melted chelev would be okay to use by itself. Mikra adin. And the same thing with kirvei dagim shinimochu, the insides of fish that dissolved. V'honi lo mimshechi deinai. And however, why did they asser them? Not because they don't work themselves, because they were afraid that if we let you use a melted fat, you use fat that isn't melted. And that's taka no good. And the same thing goes with what's called with kirvei dagim. Kirvei dagim that haven't been dissolved, you can't use. So we're afraid if we let you use the dissolved ones, you'll come to use the ones that aren't totally dissolved. V'hani lo mimshichibin. But however, the other oils we're talking about are the ones that themselves are no good. Then you can't mix kosher oil into the no good ones. But here, these be'etzim are good. They're only osur because of gzeira, because you may use something else. There already were matter to put the good oil in, right? Gaz Rabban al Chelev Behotak Mishum Chelev Shevet. Ve'al Kirvei Dagim Shinimochu Mishum Kirvei Dagim Shalonimochu. Right? So they only made a gzera. So therefore, even if in the end you use the melted fat by itself, it's going to be okay. We're just afraid that you'll use unmelted fat. So then they were matter it together with something else. Where it says the ligs are nomi chelav muhuta v'kirvei dam shinimochu shenasal tochen shemen mishum chelav muhuta v'kirvei dam shinimochu shenasal tochen shemen. No, let's extend the gzera, because we're afraid that if we let you use melted fat with other oil in it, you may come to use unmelted fat with other oil in it, and that's also no good. So let's make the gzera, let's extend it one more step. Where it says he kufa gzera, the whole inyan of what's it called, of not using either one of them, not using melted fat, is only because we're afraid you'll use regular fat. But melted fat really is good by itself. The whole reason of what's it called, of not using oil, good oil mixed with bad oil, is because we're afraid you'll use it without the good oil. Neither one is osur by itself. It's only osur because of gzera. So the making a gzera to another gzera, we don't do. He goofed gzera, but I'm a nakem, the nigs are gzera, the gzera, it's going to come out to be a gzera to a gzera, right? Don't use melted fat with other oils, because, what's it called, even if you use melted fat by itself, it's going to be okay, but we're afraid maybe you use unmelted fat, and even if you use unmelted fat together with other oils, it's going to be okay too. We're just afraid that unmelted fat with other oils, you'll come to use the unmelted fat without the other oils. So it's a gzera to a gzera, that we don't do. Rashi. Chelev mahuta, funder balaz. Whatever that is, it's a tallow that's melted. Honey mimshechi beinayu, achra psila, ubelo taru v'shem, and nomi chosu. These things are good fuels by themselves. The Rabbanim made a gzera not to use melted fat, because you may come to use unmelted fat. We make another gzera not to use it mixed with kosher oil, which in itself is only a gzera even for the bad oils. Tony Rami Barchama, Silo Sushmonim. All of the wicks and the oils that the Chachamim said you can't use to light a candle on Shabbos, you can't use them in the Mikdash either. Now, in the Mikdash, l'chora, you needed Shemen Zayis. So it's talking to mix a little bit of the other oils into the Shemen Zayis. But the Ikar has to be Shemen Zayis, and that's okay. Mishum Shenemar, why can't you use these other oils? Mishum Shenemar, lahalos ner tamid, right? Because it says lahalos, it doesn't say lahadlik. If we just say lahadlik, you have to kindle it. Lahalos means it should be able to burn evenly by itself. Hu tani lava, hu amrla, and he said it and he explained it. What does that mean? Lahalos, kedei shetei shal heves olamei leho. You have to light it in such a way that the flame will burn by itself and not to be need to be rekindled. Right? It won't need to be constantly helped along. Right? It'll burn evenly. So therefore, the same reason that these things are no good for Shabbos, they don't burn evenly, they burn intermittently, are not good for the Mikdash either. You shouldn't need to kindle it with something else. Tznan, Tznan the Gemara Sakasha, there's a Mishnah that says, Mibloi michnase kohanim umehem yonehem. They use the worn-out pants of the Kohanim and their gartels, right, to make wicks for what's called the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Madlikin. So you see, the Kohanim's garment was made out of wool, right, and linen. And the wool, L'chora, Ratosha says, was the predominant. It was three-quarters wool and one-quarter linen. So the linen was bottled. It's not over here an idea of mixing good wicks with bad wicks. And the wool is not a good wick. And that was the majority, right? So L'chora, how could they use wicks that were made out of wool in the Beis HaMikdash? That's not a good wick. Tamar says, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shani. And you can't say it's because they mix good with bad. right? But because the good was the minority. It wasn't at least even equal. And if it's a minority, it's bottle. When it says Simchas Beis HaShoei V'Shan, this is, we're not talking about the menorah. We're talking about lighting the menorahs that were by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. There, there wasn't a halach of lahalos ner tamid. Right there, it was stam to give light. Okay, Rashi. V'hu amar lo meforish my Talmuda v'hechi mash mehaykra. He explained how lahalos means that it has to be something that burns evenly by itself. It's not something, it's something that shouldn't need to be constantly fixed up and relit. From the worn out pants of the Kohanim, they would make wicks out of the clothing. And the gartel was kilai, was wool and linen. They'll see the avnei sheish mazur tchelis the argoma. The kaimelon tchelis imra tchelis has to be wool. The tani la'el inin shabbos osifu aleim shel tzemer litzol. And we learned before that one of the things in the brisa that's added to the mishnah, right, which the mishnah agrees with, just didn't have to mention, was wool. Uktani madlikin by the mikdash. You're allowed to use it in the mikdash. Whereas the simchas beis hashoei v'shani the lo ksiv lahalos ba. The whole idea of lighting menorahs by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was not a din d'oraisa. You have to light a menorah, it was just to give light. And it doesn't say over there, lahalos ner tamid. It's not. Light is good enough. Toshma, the Tani Rabba Bar Masna, Bigde Kohuna Shabalu, Mafkiyan Oso, Mehoni Oso Psilos of Mikdash. Right? Lachor over here, it's Mashma that they made Psilos for the menorah. Right, that the big day kahuna that wore out, they used to make wicks to use for the menorah. So now it's not Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Talking about the mikdash for the menorah. And the menorah does say lahalos. So you see, my lav de kilayim, isn't it talking about the begodim that were kilayim, and there's wool, and the wool is the predominant ingredient, and therefore it's lachar, you see from here that even in the mikdash you can use bad wicks. It says load the boots. It's not talking about the begodim that were kilayim. It's talking about the begodim that were totally flax. And flax you can use as a wick. So they didn't use the begodim that had wool in it. They only used the begodim that were made out of flax completely. My love, the kilayim could go in avnet, like the gartel. It says no, it's only the other begodim which only were made out of linen. Okay, so it's here. Okay, we said already the reason, what's it called, the reason why you can't use these oils and the wicks. Rashi says his reason, because you may come to tilt the lamp and be over an issa d'oraisa. And the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, and other Rishonim also learn. The Ramban also says like that, we're afraid that it'll go out and you'll be in the dark. You won't have shalom bayis and you won't eat with the light. The Rashba says that you're, what's it called, not allowed to use it. Even, what's it called, if you're only using it aroi, okay? In other words, you're not using it to really concentrate, because there's a separate issue. You're not allowed to read by candlelight. Anyway, even good candlelight, because you may come to tilt the candle. We had that before. Here, that's only if you use it for something that you need eel, right? You have to distinguish between things like we had before. But here, the Rashba says, with the not good things, even if you don't have to distinguish very well, even Bakroy, even Aroy, without Iyum, also awesome. That's one thing. That's what Mogen Avraham says. That she explains this Rashba. That if it wouldn't, it would be only the Iyum, then every candle is also to use, even the ones that are with good oil and good wicks. The Taz says another thing, even if somebody else is reading with you. We said before, if two people reading from good oil and good wicks, right, is okay. But here, even if two people are what's it called, are using it as usher, and the what Mishnah Berurah passing like both of them lechumra, using the bad oils or bad wicks, even two people together, and even something that doesn't need iyun is usher. Using good oil or good wicks, then two people is mutter, and shalo b'iyun is also mutter. The Trumas Hadeshin says that even if you're not using this in the place where you're eating, but you're using it outside. You're using it in a place where you don't need it that much. Just for light is also awesome. Okay? And the, what's it called? The Rav Yoh holds that it's only awesome to use these oils or whatever in a place where you eat. And it could be the nafkamina is the time, and we said, according to the Rambam, right, if you have it outside or whatever, what's nafkamina if it goes out? That's only where you're going to eat, that's a problem. According to Rashi, wherever it is, if you're using it, we're afraid you may tilt it. So if the reason is because you may end up in the dark, that's only if you're in a place where you need light. But if the reason is because you may be mata, then anywhere is awesome. Say the status, before that's what it depends on. Tosus Yishonim here says that if you have any near kosher in the house, you're allowed to light with a not near kosher. Because seeing the good one will remind you, what's it called, not to be mata the other one. And it's mashma that even if it's in another room, it's okay. As long as somewhere in the house you have a good candle, you're allowed to use the bad ones also. The Hagos Maimoni says a similar thing, but he only says that they're together. If you have two together, one good and one bad, that's good. But if you have another room in the house, that's not okay. Shadim says another thing. He says also that you're allowed to use these bad oils for something that without a candle you could do even without a candle. In other words, you're allowed to eat, right, in a room where the bad oil is, right, if even without a light you could eat. But if something you couldn't do, you can't read. And it's something you couldn't do without the candle, that you can't do. But something you could have done even if the candle wasn't there, you could do in the dark, you can do even though the candle, you don't have to leave the room. Right? If you're using the candle for something that anyway you could have done, even if it would be dark, that's okay. And the Sefer Aguda brings down both of these ideas of the Tosfos Yishonim and says that only, it's only good if both of them are there. One is you need a good one, plus you're doing something that you could have done without the candle also. The Mechaber paskens like the Sefer HaTrumos that everything's awesome. The Sefer HaTrumos Taka says not like this Tosfos Yishonim, that even if you have another candle, and even if it's something you couldn't do, it's, that's how the Mechaber holds. And the Ramah brings down all the Heterim that the Tosfos Yishonim says, and paskens like that. Okay. Rashi learns, like we said, that the idea of mixing the two wicks is to what's it called, lahakfos, means to support the wick. And therefore the Rabbeinu Yerucham says that it only helps if you put the support underneath the wick. But if they're side by side, it's no good. It has to be that it's supporting it underneath so it's clear it's not part of the wick. It's just lying on top of it. But if it looks like the wick, they're side by side, that's no good. The Rith says a different shot. The Rith says, lahakfos does not mean to support it, but it means to thicken it. That, what's it called, it should be more ore. So you're just using the bad wick to pad, that's the word, to pad the other wick. Right, that's how he learns. Balamor says that the only time it's no good is if you need both wicks. That the kosher one wouldn't light if you didn't have the other one. But if the kosher one will light by itself and the other one is irrelevant, then it's okay also. And the Rashba says, therefore, if you're using something that's not flammable, right, if it's a piece of glass, right, then it doesn't make a difference. That's for sure okay, because obviously you're not using the glass as a wick because it can't burn the chlal. A nutshell can burn, but a glass can't burn. Okay. When mixing oil together with melted chelet, okay? So the Rif and the Rosh both paskin like Rabruna, that it's mutter, okay? We don't make a gzera. You're allowed to mix it. The Smag, however, paskin is not like Rabruna and holds that it's osur to mix good oil even with what's it called, with chelet mehutach, even with liquid melted fat. Rashi learns chelet mehutach is chelet mevushel. It's chelet that you cooked. Okay, the Ramban and the Rashba learn that mevushel is where it was chelet mevushel, which you can't light with by itself, is a separate thing. That's osur mitzad itself. That's chelet that you cooked and then it congealed again. It hardened again. That's osur to use even by itself, not as gzeira. And mehutach is where it didn't congeal again. You melted it, and it remained melted. Then it's only also to use as exhaler. But Rashi learns that what we learned before, chelav mevushel, you can't use, is only because of exhaler. And that has how the Elyarab and the Mishnah Berurah paskin, that it's only mutter if, what's it called, if it didn't congeal again. But if it congealed again, then you can't mix kosher oil with that, because that's usher not only al tzegzeir. The only tzegzeir is where it didn't harden again.
How could it not harden again?
What? What's it called? Whatever, I don't know. There's ways that paraffin remains, what's it called? Put something else in? I don't know what exactly how, but it's hot.
That's a good one.
The shemen dagim also is machlokas. Rashi learns shemen dagim is kirvei dagim shenimochi. What it says in the Mishnah, the shemen dagim is talking about the kirvei dagim shenimochi. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says the shemen dagim is something different. Shemen dagim, which you're allowed to use lechatchila by itself, is talking where it's clear oil. It's not the innards of fish that dissolved. It's an oil maybe taking the eye of the fish. What's it called? The fish oil that's clear. Okay. And that's taka how we pass them lahalacha. The Rabbeinu Tam says it's taken from the eye of the fish. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that kirvei dagim are only mutter if you mix in kosher oil, because that's only osur al sekzera, and here it's okay. And the, what's it called, and the Mishnah Berurah paskin, but the clear oil from a fish oil that's not from the innards that dissolve. Regular oil you extract from a fish is kosher even without mixing anything else in. Okay, now the Havlok and the Mikdash. Tosis holds that in the Mikdash, the whole Isser of mixing a wick with a, what's it called, good wick with a bad wick is only a gzera. In the Mikdash, there wasn't no gzera like that. So what's the Gemara's kasha from Shatnez? It's good with bad. So it says because, like we said, the good is the meal, and the bad is the rove, it wouldn't be good. And the Rashba and the Rosh also hold that Shemonim is only mutter where it's not rove of the bad. But if it's rove of the bad Shemon, then it's no good. Okay. The Pnei Yeshua learns differently. He holds that both of them together is not because of Xera, right? But because Lamaisa, what's it called? The psul is ma'akiv, the kosher wick, from lighting properly, and it's also even the mikdash. Shemen mur psilin, in other words, shemen mu'urav, is only because of exera. But he learns psilin is not because of exera. Psilin mixed together is it's no good the etzim, and therefore in the mikdash also wouldn't be good. Not like Tosafot says. That's what Yeshua learns, but he learns any chanami. The Mordechai says shemen for sure is only out of exera.